Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Hey. We are up to Siv Gimel. The last line on page Kuf Yodalad. We're about to turn on to page 228. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Im Sechotan, if one squeezed out the vegetables, Einu Mevarech al Usa Mashkim Elo Shehakol. The bracha that's going to be made on the liquid that comes out of the vegetables that are squeezed is going to be Shehakol. Says the Mishabura Siv Katan Gimel, Im Sechotan, the Yoser Yotze Tam HaYorok Ayidei Bishol Me'ayidei Schita. There's more taste that comes out of the vegetable through cooking it, as we saw last time, than squeezing it. So when you cook the vegetables in the water will get the bracha of Hadama. But when you squeeze out the vegetables, the bracha on the liquid will be shehakol. V'lochein afilu bepeiro shedakon l'mischatinu. Therefore, even fruit or vegetables, that it's the way to squeeze them out, gam kein birchoson shehakol, the bracha is still going to be shehakol. V'afilu im kesosha namidin hachi. Even if you crush them up, it's also going to be the same din. Sif Dalud. Chatochon lechatichos ketanos, one cut vegetables up into small pieces. Lo nishtanis birchosa mipneikach, that does not change the bracha will still be bori priadoma. Says the Mishaburah, Sif Kodan Tesvav, lechatichos ketanos, keivon shenikar adayin toron vitzurosam bemiktsas. Since they're cut up into small pieces, their appearance is still recognizable somewhat. V'ayin la'el simen reish beis, if zayin b'magin avram, if katan yudches, u'lakamon b'simen reish ches, if katan lamed ches, v'mishabura. So again, if it's cut up into small pieces, and the tzura is still recognizable, it still has the bracha of bari priadamas. If katan tesayin birchasan, bein dover she birchasa o bari priadama o bari priyaitz, this halacha is true both for fruit that have a bracha of bari priyaitz, and for fruit or vegetables that have the bracha of bari priadama. Sivkotan Yud Zayin, the Mechaber said the bracha doesn't change because of this. Vishum Shemin Shetachonon. When it comes to sesame that is ground up, Nishtanis Birchosan Mi Pri Hadamah L'Shehakol. That in fact does get changed from a Hadamah on the sesame seeds to when they are ground up, they will be Shehakol. Mipnei She'ein Tzurasan Alein Klal. Because when they get chopped up, their Tzura gets totally lost and the bracha becomes Shehakol. The Evan Ha'uzer argues and he says, even if you grind up the sesame seeds, the bracha remains bari priadama. In lo sha'asa mehen mashkin, da'oz birchasan shakol, unless you make it mamish into an oil, sesame oil, then the bracha turns to shakol. V'huva b'shari tshuva, this is brought in shari tshuva. Now if you look at note 26, he points out, since the Mishabur here brings a machlokas aposkim about sesame seeds that are ground up, so Rav Moshe writes, it's better to hold back from eating ground up sesames without bread. If you have to eat it, you should make a brach of shahakal. Then he discusses the food of chalava, and he takes us to a note. It's on page 220, note number 19 at the bottom. We're not going to read it, but Shlomo Zalman Erba says the bracha on chalva will be shehakol. Says the Mechaber, Vaiter said, "Hey, halefes turnips kishu chai when it is raw mevarach olah shehakol. The bracha on turnips raw is shehakol. Aval im mevushal o kavush b'chometz o b'chardal b'ar priadama. However, if it is cooked or it is pickled in vinegar or in mustard, then the bracha becomes by Pradama." Explains the Mishabura Siv Katan Yud Ches, Halefes Tov Yoser Mevushal Mechai. Obviously, the turnips are better when they are cooked than when they are raw, and that's why when they're cooked, they get the bracha of Hadama, and when they are raw, they are Shehakol. Vilefes Hu Mashanu Korin Meirin Viribin. Now, if you look at the Targum of 6 and 7, it says Gezer and Lefes. Included in this Mechaber of Lefes is not only turnips, it's also carrots. V'ayim b'magin Avram shemefakvi b'din zeluk n'magin Avram, who takes issue with his din. V'ayim b'tur shemevi gamkein sheyesh ga'onim shesovrim levarach al-chai borei pri hadam. The tour brings also that there are ga'onim that hold that on the raw lefes, the turnips, you will make a bari peradama. The ayim v'chay odem shekosav the toluim derdok pnei odem ba'usu makum la'achlan chayim. And the chay odem that we've seen already a few times, he writes, it all depends on the way that people eat it in that place. If they eat it raw in that place, the brachas adama. If not, it will be shakal v'ayin b'nishvas odem sherech baza. Important note number 27. Lumaisa kasa of the Igros Moshe, shekevan shader bezmaneinu lechol asagezek shulchai, since it is normal nowadays to eat raw carrots, so mevarachin Allah b'ayi pre'adama, so the bracha on carrots is adama b'ayin kishulchai u'b'ayin kishulmevushal, whether carrots are raw or cooked, they are eaten both ways, possibly equally, and therefore the bracha of b'ayi pre'adama is shayach in both cases. V'chein hora hagon ravazner, and v'hostif and ravazner as on, Shehu adin lagabi kolrabi sherigilim bismanenu laochlo kushulchai. The same thing will be kolrabi, which is the name of a vegetable. It is nowadays eaten raw, and the bracha would be there as well. Bari predama, and that concludes Simen Reish Hei. And now we're going to begin Simen Reish Vav. Simen Reish Vav is dinei hefsek v'toz bebirchas aperos. Some very interesting halachos. The halachos of having a hefsek or a mistake in the brachos on fruit. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Beirach al peros ha'ilon borei pri hadama yotza. As we have seen many times, if a person makes a bracha on a fruit, which is supposed to have a borei pri ha'etz, but he mistakenly makes a borei pri hadama, he's yotze. Aval im beirach al pri hadama borei pri ha'etz, lo yotza. But if a person makes a borei pri ha'etz on a vegetable, then he's not yotze, and that's very logical, because the tree goes from the ground, so if you say hadama when it's supposed to be ha'etz, it's okay. But if you say ha'etz when it's supposed to be hadama, if it doesn't grow on a tree, so then you would not be yotze. Hilkach, therefore the halacha is, imhu mesupuk b'pri, imhu pri ha'etz or pri hadama, if a person has a pri in front of him, he's not sure if the bracha is borei pri ha'etz or borei pri hadama. Mevarech borei pri hadama, he'll make the bracha borei pri hadama. That way, he covered all his bases. V'ala kol, and on all foods, im amar shahakol yotza, if he makes a shahakol, he's yotze. V'afilu al pas v'yayin, even on bread and wine, person makes a shahakol, he's yotze. Shahakol covers everything. We're going to see a bunch of mishaburas and then some very important notes as well. Sivkotan Aleph, on the first point that you made on Peiro Se'ilan Bari Pradama Yoyotze, Ho'el V'ikr Ha'ilan Hu Min Ha'aretz. Since the ikr of the tree comes from the ground, V'lo Shikir Bibrichaso, and you didn't say any sheker in your bracha, because Lamaisa, it is coming from the ground. V'afilu hezid bazeh. Zok the Prima Gadim, it's not only, like I said before in the Mechaber, that if you said it, did it by accident, the Prima Gadim explains that it's even if you did it on purpose, a bari peradama works 100% for a fruit that grows on a tree. If you look at note number one, he points out, u'le'inyan birchas borei pri hadama alechem. So we said you can make a bari peradama on a fruit, because even though it's on a tree, l'maisa, the tree comes from the ground. What about making a bari peradama on bread, which comes from wheat, which is also from the ground? So l'inyan birchas bari peradama alechem shegamhu ikir gidulo meha'aretz. So even though the lechem, its ikir gidulo, is from the ground, the Shari Tshuva writes later on, shenechleku baza poskim. It's in fact the machlokos aposkim. V'tama sovrim shelo yotza. The reasoning behind the ones who say you're not yotze by baking a hadama on bread is mishum sha'achar shenase pas eino nikra pri klal. Once it is made into bread, you can't say pri. So it's true, it comes from the ground. It's not the problem with the hadama. It's a problem with calling it a pri. It's not a pri. Rak lechem o mazon. It's considered bread or mazon. Ulamaisa kosav aktos ha'shulchan. Shesafik brachos lahokel v'lo yivarech shuv. So if you did make a bari peradama on bread, since it is a safek brachos, it's a machlokes, you would not go back and make another bracha. Ella sheyesh eitza levarech al sukar shahakol, but there is an eitza to take a candy and make a shahakol ulechavin lifter asapas. So you're not going to make a hamotzi, but if you make a shahakol on something else, we just said a shahakol covers everything. So you made a hadama to something if you're yotzi or not. So that make a shahakol and a candy, have in mind the bread, and that would also cover the bread. Note number two. V'afilu sheyotze yidei chova b'dyevid. We said again, if you make a bari peradama, something that grows on a tree, yotzei b'dyevid, Still, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, very important, Shemikomakom, im heviyu lo achakach od perus. So you made a hadama on your fruit that were in front of you, your yotze. But if you are brought out other fruit, even in a scenario where you normally would not need to make another bracha on these fruit that were brought out before you, in this case, the Aruch HaShulchan says, tzarech lasu l'varach aleyem, you would need a new bracha on the fruit that I brought out before you. Shekevan shebracha zu eina ru'uya. Since this bracha is not really ra'ui for the fruit, nifteru ba raka peru shayu lefana b'shasa bracha. It only covers the fruit that were in front of you at that time, and if you want to have more fruit, even though normally it would not need a bracha, in this case, Aruch HaShulchan says, it would require a bracha. Sekot en beiz, al pri adama. The Mechaber then said that if you made a borei priya eitz on a fruit of the ground, you're not yotzei. Says the Mishabura, v'afilu kishaperos gedelem al ha'eitz. Even if we're talking about over fruit over here that actually grow on a tree, ach she'ein ha'eitz miskayim b'choref, but the tree does not make it through the winter like the banana tree, the banana plant. You make a ha'eitz on a banana lo yotze. There, you're not yotzei. Tahave b'chlal priyadama. That is like a priyadama. Ukid le'el simen reish gimel b'hagot. And therefore, the same way that we're saying in the Mechaber, if you make a borei priya eitz, something that grows on the ground, you're not yotzei. If it's something that grows on what looks like a tree but doesn't have a din of a tree, you're also not yotzei if you say a borei priya eitz. Sivkoton gimel, kosav magen avram, va'osan peros hagdelem hala ilon. Those fruit that grow on a tree. Umvarech borei priya adama. As we've seen throughout the last few simonim, there are sometimes fruit that grow on a tree in the brachas borei priya adama, for example. Mishum delo nigmar hapri, either because the fruit is not finished yet, it's not ripened, o she'einon ikar hapri, or it's not the ikar fruit that grows on this tree, like we learned earlier in Simen Reish Beis, Siv Beis v'Sivav, in those cases, in Beirach borei priyetz yotza. In that case, if you made a borei priyetz yotza, l'maisa, it's a fruit of the tree, it might not be the ikar fruit, it might not be a ripened fruit, but in that case, you would be yotze with a borei priyetz, kevan the alkoponim nin priyetzu, because there it's not shekir in your bracha, because l'maisa, it is the type of a priyetz. V'chein al peros ha'adoma she'tovim uvusholim yotze mechayim. So too on vegetables that are better when they are cooked than when they are raw, in which case, shedinam levarach shahakol kesheochlon keshein chayim, like we've seen many times, when they're cooked, they're hadama, when they're raw, they are shahakol. In beirach, borei priyadama yatza, if you made a borei priyadama when they were raw, when you were supposed to make a shahakol, there you're going to be yotzei as well with your borei priyadama, because lamaisa, they are a priyadama. Sivkotan dalud, im who priyates. We said in the Mechaber in the second line, therefore, if you are Mesupuk, if this pri is a priya eitz or priya adama, you make a bari priya adama. V'chein kishu safek lo mitzad hadin. And so too, besides the case of the Mechaber, you're not sure what type of fruit it is, says the Mishabura, the same din is true if you're safek what the din is. Avalim hu safek lo machbas shalo lomad. But once again, if your safek is because you didn't learn halachos, and that's why you have no idea what to do, lo yochal ad sheyumud. There you cannot tap into this halacha that you can make adama on the things that grow, whether it's on the tree on the ground, because you didn't learn halachos, so you have no way of knowing what the bracha is. In that case, you are not allowed to rely on the fact that you can make adama to cover whatever this fruit is. Then the Mechaber told us, on everything if you make a shakel, you're yotzei, even on the chashuva foods of bread and wine. Says the Mishabura Sekotan, hey, im omar shakel, v'kol ze dieved. This that you can make a shakel on everything is only a din b'dieved. Aval l'chadchila tzarech levarech al kol dover b'chosu ha'miyuchedes lo. But l'chadchila you should make on every food the designated bracha for that food. Sivkotan vav, and then we'll see a couple more notes. Vafilu, even on bread and wine, rotzalomer afshein dvarim chashuvim, even though they're very chashuv, still shakel covers everything. I'd like to see now notes number 7 and note number 8. So let's actually start from note number 8. V'chein b'dieved, in beirach al hakol borim nimzonos. The same way the Mechaber says, if you make a shakel on anything you're yotzei, zok note number 8, b'dieved, if you made a burim is the onus on everything. The Beralocha told us earlier, and I'll say it again later on, sheyotza. The same way shahakol is a bracha kolelas, includes everything. Mizonos as well covers everything. Umishum de kol mili mezen zayin chutz mimayim umelach. Because everything nourishes a person, except for water and salt. Those are the only things that will not be covered by the mizonos. This is Vishalok Aruch HaShulchan. This is unlike, this Chavetz Chaim is unlike the Aruch HaShulchan, who writes, Sheborim Ne'mezonos Eino Potere Shar Ma'acholim. So the Aruch HaShulchan argues on the Mishabura. The Mishabura says, Mezonos is like Shakal, it covers everything. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Mezonos is not like Shakal, it does not cover everything. Let's say you were making a bracha on a smell, and you made a shahakol. So we'll see later on, Yesh Omrim Sheyotze, some say you're Yotze, Shekol Shekein Hu Me'achilu Vishtiyah Shana Asa Meruba Mehanoyas Reach. It's a kol shekein from eating and drinking where it's a greater hana than smell. So if you're Yotze with any eating and drinking which is a greater hana by making a shahako, so certainly you should be Yotze with a lesser hana of the smell. Mikomokom Yotze Bebircha Shakol. So even though the other foods and drinks have great hana, your yotzei v'shakol, so too, a reyach also, according to one shita, you can be yotzei v'shakol. However, yesh omrim delo nitkena bracha zu ela al achila v'shtiyah, some say no. The bracha shakol was only instituted for food and drinks. By making a shahakol as a bracha sareyach, you're changing the form of the bracha and you're absolutely not yotzei. Let's go to note number 7. The imberach shahakol al pas. So he said in the mechaber, if you make a shahakol on anything including bread, you're yotze. Writes the Kaf HaChaim, shenifteres kol osa suda b'mas shebira shahakol al pas. Not the Kaf HaChaim. Not only the bread that you made a shahakol on is covered by the shahakol, but it covers all the food in the suda. The same way that you made a hamotzi, that bracha covers all the food in the suda. If you made a shahakol on the bread, it covers everything as well. But that's not so pashut. Meidach ha'aruch ha'shulchan kosov she'rak ha'pas she'lofonav nifteres bebircha shakol. Aruch ha'shulchan writes, l'shitasa that we saw in note number 2, it's in the same halacha in Aruch ha'shulchan that if you make a bracha on bread of shakol, it only patters the bread that's in front of you. Now it's not clear l'fi him what you're going to do exactly with the other foods. Right? If you bring out more bread, you'd have to make a hamotzi on it, but does that cover any other foods? He doesn't really go into any discussion about that. He just goes with what we pointed out in note number 2, since it's a din b'dyevet, it only covers that which is in front of you. So if you bring out more of the same food, you would require another bracha, and that applies even to the pas. And then they bring a very interesting shuva from Rav Moshe. B'shalos shuva is igras Moshe kosav. Le'inyan mi sheberach borim ne mezonos, al dover shebrichoso shahakol. Like we saw in note number 8, according to the Chavetz Chaim, a mezonos covers everything. So the case is, you made a mezonos on something that should have been shahakol. Shela'achar ha'bliya ha'rishonu lo yamshich le'achol od. Zakar Moshe, once you swallowed the first time, you brach had what to be chalon, don't eat anymore. Mifnei sha'bliya ha'shniya mechuyeves mifnei asma ba'bracha. The second swallowing that you're going to do is already requiring its own bracha. V'kevan sha'bracha she'birech hi b'di'evid. And since the bracha that you made is only b'di'evid, ein le'achol al'smach bracha zu. You should not eat any further on this bracha. So he's even more machmir than the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan said, only what's in front of you, don't rely on the shahakol, or, right, he doesn't hold bezonos, but don't rely on the shahakol if you bring out more of the same food. Rav Moshe says, even the food that's in front of you right now, b'shas the bracha, swallow one time so the bracha schal, but don't eat any more of the food, even if it's in front of you, relying on that bracha of mezonos. Ella, what should you do? Yaseh shinui makom. He should rather change locations in a way that it will require a new bracha. V'yischayev ayidei kach bebracha, and that way you'll be mechuy of a new bracha. That's what Rav Moshe writes. However, if you look earlier on page Samech Dalet in note 43, they bring from Rav Yashiv that he argues with this Rav Moshe. Rav Yashiv says, no, if you made a bracha that you only yotzei misafik, so then you want to not rely on that bracha for any more achila. But here, you're yotzei 100% b'dyevid. So says Rav Yashiv, you're yotzei b'dyevid, so it's fine. The example I thought of is we had the strawberry case, and the bracha's adama. We said there are some shita that are ha'etz. If you made a ha'etz, take one bite and then don't eat any more. So there Rav Yashiv is saying that would make sense, because then the bracha was only a suffix if you're yotzei. So then don't eat any more than you have to eat to make that the bracha, at least not be a bracha of atala. But over here, when we're talking about making a mezonos on everything lefi the Chavetz Chaim, or making a shakal according to everyone, lefi the mechaber, so then it's not that it's a suffix, you're yotzei 100%. So says Rav Yashiv, why can't you continue eating with that bracha? That bracha was chal 100%. We will stop here and we will continue weiter, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow with Zidbiz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.